My name is Martin Abonge and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abonge. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to this new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 260 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys. Today I had a very, very good day. Very good. Why? Because I learned something new and I started something new. All right. So on top of that, we went to a gorgeous, this place is absolutely insane. Opened 4 months ago here in Bali, in Ubud, and this place is insane, man. So I don't know if you've seen photos of a hotel, it's called Hanging Gardens in Bali, where they have like this two pools and one pool on top of the other and stuff like that. Well, they have three. They said, you know what, anything you can do, we can do it better. So they have three swimming pools. And so we went there, really, really nice place, crazy, the architecture is crazy. I'm always amazed by what people are able to do here in Bali and in Indonesia. It's just absolutely insane what these guys do. So so we went there with friends to have a good day, and we wanted to do a photo shoot for my girlfriend, right? As I told you, she is going to launch an amazing collection, and we wanted to have some really cool pictures for her over there. So the main purpose was for her to go and get the pictures because she likes doing that stuff, right? Me, as you know, I'm an introvert, and the last thing I need or the last thing I want is to actually make pictures and videos and stuff like that, right? So we went there, and I figured out, you know what, successful people are the ones who actually take steps and get out of their comfort zone, right? It's something that we will all have to do. If you want anything in life, if you want success, then you'll have to get out of your comfort zone. Why? Well, because, if you're listening to this today saying, oh, dude, I haven't achieved anything, well, it's because you've been in that comfort zone and that's all you've done, right? And if you want to do something different, if you want to reach different results and better results, well, you have to do something different, right? It's just simple. You're not happy with what you have now because you've always been doing the same thing. Change what you're doing and you're going to get different results. Okay. So that means, it could mean a lot of things, but generally what will give you some really amazing results is stepping out of your comfort zone. Okay. That cocoon where you've been, where everything is easy and everything is average. Right? That's why, if you don't like the results and stuff, you can consider them average, is because yes, you're staying in that within that average comfort zone. So, we went out and, I figured, I was like, I'm not a video guy. I'm really not a video guy. As you know, I'm a very discreet guy, low key. And I like podcasts more, right? So I love this podcast, man. I just take my mic, I just speak, and that's it. I don't have to make videos and all that stuff for people to see me and stuff. Not that. It's just not me, right? It's really not me. Podcasting is a lot better for me. So I remember when I started this podcast, my only option was, my or yeah, the only option for me in my mind was, dude, you know what? I'm going to do podcast. But you know, after over time, I got a lot more confident with this podcast, right? In the beginning, I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, now it's episode 260, right? So by then, I'm pretty comfortable with the podcast and all that stuff. I'm just being myself here, you know? And that confidence, actually grew to other stuff, where to a point where I could make videos. I can make videos. It's just it's, well, it's the pain. I don't. It's I'm not a big fan of doing videos. Not that videos are not good. I love videos. I don't read stuff anymore. I like videos, man. But me doing videos is just like, yeah, you know what? Anyway, I said, oh, you know what? Let's do a video, right? Let's do a video. And I absolutely loved not the video itself. You know, not so, so there are two different kind of videos that you can make here. There are videos where you're being told what to do, and there are videos where you're actually going to create something, right? And this is the latter that I did today, is I created stuff, man. Today I was sitting in the shoes of a movie director, bro. It was crazy. I managed to catch like glimpses of what, you know, the Spielbergs and all that stuff experience. Not the video that I shot is going to be like a blockbuster and all that stuff Spielberg-like, but just the concept. You know, the concept of seeing all that stuff in your head and actually making a storyboard, right? So I actually made a storyboard for the video that I was going to do, okay? Which is cool. Like, you know, some people don't know what a storyboard is. Well, if you're an English speaker, probably you don't. I told that to a bunch of people, and they're like, dude, what the hell is a storyboard? The storyboard is just, I don't know, the sequence, like all the sequences that you're going to shoot, so that when you're shooting them, you know exactly what you want to do, right? So usually people, what they do is that they're going to draw it, and you have like different like images and stuff. And me, I didn't draw anything, but I did something else with what works for me, what, you know, how my brain works and stuff. And the result was really, really cool. All right, so I went with my buddy Timo, and he's pretty good at videos. He's actually really good at it. And dude, I respect people's time, right? I didn't want him to waste his time and me to be, ah, let's do this or maybe that, and yeah. And then having like a lot of footage and having to choose and stuff. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to do a storyboard so that I know exactly what I want to shoot. It's not going to take forever. We go bam, 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 we shoot, that's it, we have our video. And this is how it started for me. It was my main concern was to save time and be efficient, so that I could you know, respect his time, because he has other things to do, and he also wants to be able to enjoy the place and stuff. And it was really, really cool. So I learned something new today that I kind of like doing that stuff, you know? So I had this scenario in my mind, and I was telling people, all right, okay, so you're gonna stand here, you're gonna do this and all that stuff, and then we're gonna do that, and maybe you can come from this angle and stuff. It was cool, man. It was really cool. I've had videos done before, but it was videos, I don't know, I was blabbing on, you know, I was giving a public speak or something, a public speech. And someone was recording the so there was someone recording the video, right? And then in the end, I get a video that says, oh, okay, so this is the editing that I've done and all that stuff, right? Which is pretty cool. I mean, these videos were they're pretty cool as well. But this time was completely different, because I mean, the video is not out yet or anything. It's not edited or whatever. But whatever is going to come out of there is going to be my creation, you know? Maybe it will suck. I don't know. For other people, maybe it will suck. For me, it will be awesome, right? Because it's going to be exactly what I wanted. So I kind of experienced for a little while what, you know, content creators, like video creators, go through when they create stuff, you know, for themselves and stuff. I'm just eager and impatient to see the result of this. So there's this mosquito, sorry, I got him. Because otherwise going to suck my blood the whole night. But I got them. I don't like to kill insects, but I can make an exception for mosquitoes. Sorry about this. So yeah, so really, really cool experience. So I'm going to work on the video in the next couple of days, and then I'm going to use that video. It's going to be pretty, pretty epic, right? But the good thing is, I got out of my comfort zone, and I'm pretty sure that the result is going to be a lot better than anything I would have done if I had, stayed in my comfort zone. What I was planning on doing was, telling someone, oh, Bob, I need a video, please do it, right? And Bob will ask me like a few questions. Oh, do you like this? Do you like that? I'll be like, yeah, maybe, yeah. And then Bob would have given me something that I would have used, right? But here in this case, I will have something that, whatever happens, whether people like it or whether people don't like it, it's me, right? Everything that's going to come out of this video is going to be me. And this is what I wanted. So my style, my, the way my brain works, the message that I want to convey, is going to be all me. And that's way better than I could have had with anybody. Not saying that people can't, don't know how to do their job. Maybe they could have done something like that's absolutely insane, but it's absolutely insane and perfect for them. And in this case, I will create something that's perfect for me. So it's just one other example of the fact that really good things can happen when you decide to go out of your comfort zone, right? And looking back, I'm like, dude, I mean, it's not that difficult. Like, it's not like nobody died, right? Why was I so reluctant on doing it, right? It was actually fun. It wasn't painful or anything, and nobody died, So, and it's the case with a lot of different things that you've been avoiding, like, oh man, I want to do that and all that stuff. Try it, man. Like, try. I mean, unless it's jumping in front of a train or something, because there's a good chance that this is not going to end well, right? That's nothing to do with this. Try it. What's the worst thing that can happen, right? The worst thing that can happen is that, well, it doesn't work. The best thing that can happen is that it works really well, and it just blows, right? It goes viral or whatever in case of a video. And in any case, you've learned something, right? You've learned something, and you've made one step forward, right? That's pretty much what I will say. So very productive day. Very productive day as well, because the girlfriend's happy. So you know how that works. As long as the girlfriend's happy, then I am happy, because an unhappy girlfriend is a problem for Martin. All right. So that's pretty much it, guys, for today. So try to try to do something new. Me, if you had asked me a few months ago, I never would have done a video, right? Like that kind of video. I can do videos when I'm training people and stuff. Which I have, right? So I have a lot of programs and stuff where I train people, I share my screen. I'm like, all right, okay, you do this, you do that, and all that stuff. But all these like lifestyle stuff, well, showing people a little bit like how I live and stuff like that. That's one, these are the things that if you had asked me a few months ago, I never would have done that stuff, right? And actually, now, I realize that it's not that complicated. And it's actually quite fun. So, I might do it again in the future, but it was a very good experience, all right? So, that's pretty much it, guys, for today. I will see you guys tomorrow for new adventures. And that was your host, Martin, episode 260, all right? See you guys. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So, I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I want to ask is,
can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day, because I know everybody's busy, and if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonga.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.